We don't have time to be politically correct anymore. When Donald Trump made that remark during his first presidential campaign, it resonated with many Americans who felt that public discourse had become constrained by social expectations about language and expression. For decades, political correctness developed as an effort to encourage respectful language and reduce speech that demeaned or excluded others. In many ways, the goal was constructive: to foster a more inclusive society and a more thoughtful public conversation. But over time, critics argue, something changed. What began as a cultural effort to promote civility gradually expanded into something that shapes the boundaries of acceptable debate. Language became more cautious. Public conversations became more guarded. In some spaces, people began to worry that expressing unpopular views could bring professional or social consequences. The debate over political correctness is no longer only about words. Today, it increasingly influences institutional policies and public norms. What began as a conversation about language now appears in everyday environments. From speech guidelines in schools and workplaces to the introduction of all-gender restrooms in offices, universities, and public buildings. These changes reflect deeper cultural debates about identity, inclusion, and the role of institutions in shaping social behavior. For some, these developments represent progress toward a more inclusive society. For others, they raise concerns that the boundaries of acceptable speech are narrowing in ways that discourage open disagreement. When people feel uncertain about what they are allowed to say, public conversation can become more cautious. Meetings grow longer, statements become carefully calibrated, decisions sometimes stall. No democratic society can satisfy every group at every moment. And when leaders attempt to do so, they often risk satisfying no one. At some point, governance requires clarity and action. Policies cannot be shaped solely by the goal of avoiding offense. Democracies must also maintain the ability to make decisions about difficult issues. Yet the answer is not to abandon restraint entirely. Removing all social guardrails from public discourse can lead to another problem: hostility and polarization. Free speech is a foundational democratic value, but free speech is not the same as cruelty or harassment. Democratic societies must balance the protection of expression with the preservation of civil discourse. That balance is increasingly being tested beyond the United States. In several European countries, political leaders have struggled to address difficult conversations about immigration and cultural integration. Large waves of migrants from conflicted regions have brought with them different cultural traditions and social expectations. Integrating these populations while maintaining social cohesion has proven to be one of the most complex challenges facing European democracies. Yet political leaders often hesitate to discuss these tensions openly, fearing accusations of intolerance. When public debate becomes constrained, frustration can grow beneath the surface. Citizens may feel that conversations taking place privately are not reflected honestly in public policy discussions. Over time, that gap can weaken trust in democratic institutions. Some critics argue that electoral incentives can also reinforce this dynamic. As minority voting blocs grow politically significant, politicians may become increasingly cautious about addressing controversial topics that could alienate key constituencies. The result, critics say, is a political environment where open discussion becomes more difficult, even as underlying tensions remain unresolved. Israel faces its own variation of this challenge. In a country defined both as a democracy and as a Jewish state, the tension between free expression and national self-defense can become particularly complex. Members of Israel's parliament, the Knesset, have at times expressed support for movements that oppose the existence of the Jewish state. Yet efforts to disqualify or remove such lawmakers often encounter legal obstacles grounded in democratic protections of political expression. Supporters of these protections argue that safeguarding minority rights is essential in any democracy. Critics counter that a democracy must also retain the ability to defend itself against those who openly call for its destruction. This dilemma highlights a broader question confronting democracies worldwide: how far should tolerance extend when the values of the system itself are challenged? The central challenge facing modern democracies is not choosing between political correctness and chaos. The challenge is finding balance. Free speech must remain protected. Open debate is essential to democratic legitimacy. But societies must also preserve norms of respect and responsibility that allow disagreement without descending into hostility. Political correctness may have begun with the goal of promoting civility. Yet when social norms begin to narrow the boundaries of acceptable debate too sharply, democratic discourse itself can suffer. The solution is not harsher language or softer language. It is stronger democratic culture, a culture where citizens can speak openly, disagree honestly, and confront difficult questions without fear, while still recognizing the dignity of those with whom they disagree. Because when society becomes afraid of honest speech, freedom does not disappear overnight. It fades slowly, quietly, behind polite silence. Maoz Druskin writes about Israeli policy and Jewish identity.